So I have taken the last 30 days off of social media, and I just have to tell you that I feel fucking reborn, re-energized, reinvigorated, excited, clear. Like, I've actually refound my authentic self, and I did not realize how far I strayed away from her. If you are a coach, a creative, an entrepreneur, somebody who is doing something, creating something, building your dream life business, that's why you're listening to this show, right? It is wild how easy it is to let social media infiltrate our brains and completely dilute our own personal magic. And I will be honest with you, I had no clue how unhappy I was, unfulfilled I was, until I took time away. And now that I'm like basically 29 days off of social, I'm going to release this in the next few days, like, I feel energized again. I feel like I know who I am again, if that makes sense. And I just don't think I realized how far I had let other people's voices, thoughts, ways of being, the way that they show up, really influence how I showed up. And obviously, when you are doing the thing day in and day out, you're showing up on social media, you're creating content, like, you don't even realize it, you know? And I've been creating content on Instagram since like 2017, and I didn't even realize that, like, at a certain point in my journey, which I'm going to share with you, at a certain point in my journey, I really lost myself, and I really lost my authentic expression. I really lost the version of me that I love, that I feel like, this is me, you know? I'm just being myself, and this is, like, Sam, and, like, woo! And this, like, do-do-do nature. And I think a lot of it comes down to the way that the coaching industry kind of presents itself, the way that I've seen a lot of coaches show up. And I think there was just part of me that thought I had to show up like that if I wanted to be successful, which is so not true, because I've built my business from me being authentic. But at a certain point, I completely, like, just kind of got a little bit brainwashed into thinking I had to be someone I'm not, into thinking I had to be more put together than I am, into thinking I had to mask or perform or try or be someone I'm not. And I'm sure you can relate to that, because, like, let's be real, like, social media, especially when you go on Instagram, it's like everyone's just sharing the highlight reel. And I don't think I realized how much highlight reel culture, like, really messed with my self-esteem. And so being off for 30 days has really helped me fall back in love with myself. But not only that, actually find my voice again, like, find who I am as a mentor and an entrepreneur, find my people, like, reconnect with my clients even in a completely different way. Oops, that was Telegram. I need to close that. Just expose my humanness, you know? And I think there's a lot of kind of like pedestaling that happens in the coaching industry. Like, it's like, oh my God, this person's like on a pedestal and I have to like be perfect or good enough to like work with them or whatever. And I'm just like, oh, being away from that, I have realized how absolutely fucked that is. I have realized there are so many patterns in the industry that I just cannot get behind. And so when I return, whenever that is, TBD, when I return, I will be choosing to approach the platform in a much different way. And I will also be showing up on platforms in different ways, in a way that actually feels creative and exciting and fun and not rigid to the point of I need to post every day. Like, I don't believe that, but like, I definitely was posting because I felt like I should. And now I'm going to post when I have something to say, right? I am going to create from a place of true fucking art and inspiration and joy and aliveness. And I am not going to create or do anything in my business out of shoulds, pressure, or force. And I highly recommend that you do the same, right? I've been having these types of conversations with the women in my mastermind. I've been having these types of conversations with everyone in my membership, Conscious Creators, wherever. If you are listening to this and you're in either of these programs, I know you know this so well. Like, there is a culture as an entrepreneur where you have to do all this bro marketing. You have to post 17 reels a day. You have to fucking whore yourself out on the internet in order to get clients. Like, and you know, like, I just refuse to do it anymore. I'm fucking done. And I was getting really frustrated and mad and like, what the fuck? Because I don't know about you, but I've spent a lot of time building my social media and my following. But it felt like no one was seeing my content. And I'm not just saying like, oh, it felt like no one was seeing my content. And like, actually people were like, no, there was a serious disconnect between like the content being shared. Like, I was looking at the analytics and I'm like, 20 people saw this one piece of content? This is wild. So, and I think that just was like, I actually feel like, you know, it's like that feeling of like, wait, so nobody's seeing my art. I poured all of this effort into building something and the platform's smacking me in the face. And what I have come to realize is that Instagram is not my platform. I love Instagram in that I can connect with you guys. And that's what I'm going to kind of use it for. But like, at the end of the day, where I feel the most self-expressed and where I feel the most excited to be is on this podcast, having conversations with you, and also on YouTube, because like, I just fucking love being on video. And I'm sharing all this not to just talk about myself. I'm sharing this to be really vulnerable with you in like, really just encouraging you to take this and let it sink into every fucking cell of your DNA to be like, dude, like, where are you doing things out of should or out of obligation or out of pressure? Like, you get to live your life and your business your way. You make the rules, bitch. Like, you make the rules. Like, there are no rules. And the second that you listen to anyone who is like, you have to do this in order to be successful, I'm here to call bullshit. This honestly is the reminder to you to stop doing things that do not bring you joy. Yes, there are things in your business and in your life that you need to do because you're an adult, and I know adulting is hard, but like, but there's a difference between not wanting to do things like, oh, I have to do my taxes, or yeah, I don't know, that's just like a classic example of something that people don't want to do, which I'm like, if you're a business owner, don't you have an accountant and a bookkeeper that like, do that for you? Like, I don't know, my tax process is so seamless. Like, I really don't have to do that much because my people are amazing and I have an amazing bookkeeper and an amazing accountant who make it easy for me. That's the whole point. That's why I pay them. But you know, there's a difference between not wanting to do something like that and like feeling like you are showing up on a platform that literally sucks your fucking soul, right? Or you're posting to get clients instead of actually enjoying posting, right? So for me, like, I create podcast episodes because I genuinely fucking love podcasting. And I am now posting videos on YouTube because I genuinely love doing them. It's so fun. It's so freaking fun. So, and like, the outcome, the money, the clients, the whatever is the bonus. I'm not doing it to get something. And that's where this is like the feminine energetics of business. It's like, you could take all the fucking action in the world, but if the action is based in fear or lack or scarcity, you are going to have to do so much more of the action to receive what you want, right? And I am a huge fan of like, basically doing as little as possible, but like finding the shortcut, like being efficient as fuck, like basically like, how can I hack the system? Like, how can I make the most impact? How can I reach the most people? How can I do what I love and get paid for it? And not from a place of like, I don't want to work. I love working, but I want to be working on the right things. And I want you to be working on the right things, because that's how people get burnt out. They take only action. They're only in their masculine. They're only in the doing. They never check in with the feeling. They never check in with, how are you actually feeling while you're doing the thing or while you're thinking about what the end result is? Like, if there's no joy in the doing, then what are you doing? you know? Like, I was having this conversation with one of my clients who's in my mastermind, and she was hosting these events where she, like, didn't even want to do it. She was like, I just, like, I don't know, I'm just, like, doing it. And she was also, like, trying to, like, create a fully online business, even though, like, she wants to be in person. And so after, like, some discovery, we realized that, like, the reason why her group wasn't getting that much engagement is because she didn't even want to be doing it. Like, so of course it wasn't going to be really engaged. She didn't even want to engage, right? And so often when we're looking at external things, like, ugh, Instagram's not working, or ugh, my group is slow, or ugh, I don't know, fill in the fucking blank. It's because you don't even want to do that, right? I genuinely believe why my mastermind is thriving so much. We have 11 women in there right now, and the group chat is literally always popping with wins, celebrations, vulnerable shares. You know, we're masterminding together, co-creating, is because I love Telegram. I fucking love the fact that we're all basically in a cool group chat. We can voice memo, we can video message, and we can text each other. And it feels like I am mentoring a bunch of my best friends. It does not feel like this weird, icky dynamic where I'm over here and they're under me. It's like, no, like, yes, I'm mentoring them and teaching them and giving them my perspective, and obviously they hired me. But you know what I mean? There can be this really icky feeling in the coaching industry specifically, where it feels like you have to be somebody you're not in order to be in people's programs, or you have to do something that you don't want to do. And I am here to be like, fuck that. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. And I'm very much about taking the inspired action from a place of joy, right? This is really the fundamentals of manifestation. This is the fundamentals of, like, feminine energy. Is like, when you are really in your joy and your authenticity and your play, like, God, that is so magnetic. There is nothing more magnetic than that. But literally, like, your energy is either attracting people or repelling people. And I don't even want you to think about it in terms of other people. I want you to think about it in terms of yourself. What are you doing right now that you really enjoy? Keep doing those things. What are you doing right now that you're like, I'm doing this out of obligation because somebody on the internet told me to, and because I feel like it's what I need to do in order to be successful or make money or get clients? It's like, no, because that's where you're going to burn yourself out. That's where your business is going to feel like a problem to solve, rather than a piece of art, rather than your self-expression, rather than an experiment, right? And, like, I really want you to bring more play, more lightness, more fun, more joy into your business, because that is the only thing that is going to make it sustainable. It's the only thing. And I actually woke up this morning. I had a dream. I don't even know what the fuck I was dreaming about, but I woke up and I was like, wait a second, I've been an entrepreneur for 7 years, and I've been full-time in my business for the last 4. And you know what? Actually, oh my God, wait, three days ago was my 4-year, yeah, 3 days ago was my 4-year business anniversary. Yo, oh my God. Okay, I'm celebrating with you guys in real time. That's really cool. Yeah, I, like, need to make that a bigger deal and, like, go take myself out. But the point I was making is that I've been doing this for so long and I haven't burnt out. I've literally never burnt out. Like, I've had seasons where I'm doing more, but I've never, ever burnt out. And I have so much white space on my calendar, it almost feels wrong because of how well I've set my business up and how well I've structured my business. And I'm such a fan of monthly recurring revenue and working with clients long term, because that's actually how they get results, and, like, just doing things that serve me and the client, right? And so, like, I really want you to think about, like, letting your business fill you up, like, not making it this thing that you're putting so much pressure on, right? I always talk about with my clients is, hey, look, go get a 9-to-5 job if you want to have more money coming in. Because guess what? If you put all this pressure on your business to make you money, you are going to suffocate the fuck out of it. You can't do that, right? And I have had clients in the mastermind go get 9-to-5s so they can pour into their business. And guess what happens? They go get the 9-to-5, they do the thing, and then they start making money in their business. Isn't that funny? Why? Because you're not strangling the fucking thing. You're not trying to get something out of it. You're genuinely doing it because you freaking love it. And that is the only thing that's sustainable. Literally, the only sustainable thing in business is enjoying the process and being yourself. Because if you are not yourself the entire time, which definitely gone through seasons of not being myself, so I can speak from experience, but like, when you are not yourself, that's exhausting, it's tiring, and it's also really painful. It's really painful to not be yourself. It's really painful to pretend like you have it all together. It's really painful. And also coming from such a place of lack and not enoughness that you have to be somebody you're not in order to be successful or to make money or to get clients or whatever the fuck, right? And I'm here to remind you that that's just not the truth. Like, the truth is you can be yourself and be wildly successful. And this is something that I've been working through with my own mentors as well as my somatic therapist. And I'm just in a season right now of having a lot of fucking support, and it feels really, really good. And I also realized that I needed a lot of support because I have been breaking through so much shit around authenticity, self-worth, being enough, and all of that. And I am really stoked to be able to show up for you guys in such a different way, a way that feels so good for me, a way that hopefully you are like, wait, this is you, like, this is the authentic you, you know? And I know that I've gone through seasons where maybe I follow certain creators, or even like hearing people's comments about other people, like, oh yeah, like they're definitely in a funk, or something's off, or like, we're all very empathic, intuitive beings. If you're listening to the show, you definitely are. And it's like, you can tell when someone's off, like you can tell when something's off. And like, it's so wild. Like, I think sometimes we forget that people can feel that from us. And so lots of people just try to plow through their business, plow through their life, do more. They think the answer is doing more, but the answer is not doing more. I'm telling you right now, it is being more. And what I mean when I say that is, maybe you need to take some time off social like I just did. I really empower you to do it. It was so invigorating. And I took 30 days off social media, and I'm really proud of myself for how, like, my business still generated over five figures. And I don't want to, like, even talk so much about money. It's just, the point is, like, I want you to get to a place where your business is making money even if you don't show up on social media. That is the point I'm making, right? Like, it felt so good to know that my business was still supporting me even though I needed to take off time, right? And I want you to get to a point where your business is still doing that. You don't have to rely on social media. That's a trap a lot of people fall in. And it's like, build your email list, like make friends, like get out into the world, like have clients that are, you know, recurring payments, like basically build your business in a way that actually serves you and supports you long term, and you're not just trying to make a quick dollar. Like, really, I'm so in it for the long term, like slow sustainable business growth. It's like, we don't want to be doing like these fad diets, which is basically like trying to make 10k in 1 month. Like, fuck off to people on the internet who are claiming that, because it's like, and how sustainable is that really, you know? Like, I want you to build something sustainable. I want you to build something that has cash flow. I want you to build something that you can really be proud of. I want you to build something that you feel really alive and lit up by and excited and all of this, you know? So anyways, these are most of my reflections from taking time off is, holy shit, was I doing things that I didn't even enjoy doing? I felt like I should be doing, you know, even like I would run things by my team and they would be like, well, this is usually what works best. And me just being like, like I have to trust my gut. And even if it doesn't make sense, I'm going to go with it. You know, even if it doesn't make sense, I'm going to do it. And guess what? Like, it works. And it works because it's my energy. Like, your energy is the strategy. So if you are not energetically behind the thing that you want to do, either find a way to get behind it energetically or shift the thing, right? Find a way to feel excited about it. Find a way to line yourself up to it, right? Or ask yourself, is this actually something I don't want to do, right? Because if you're anything like me, you're probably quite dopamine driven. And if there's no joy in it, there's no fun in it, you're likely not going to do it, right? We have to lean into the fun, okay? We have to lean into the fun. All right, so we're gonna wrap this up here. What's funny is I was testing out a new feature through my computer. I just got Final Cut Pro, random, And I was like, I'm gonna try this voiceover feature. And I just hit record and I was like, I'm just gonna record like a few seconds of this podcast. And I ended up just not stopping. And here we are 20 minutes later. And I really hope this file works. Oh, that's my life. Okay, well, I love you guys. Thanks for being here. Also, if this is the first episode that you're listening to after my little mini break, I am so stoked you're here. And if you enjoyed this and you're back with me, you missed us, shoot me a message, or you can even send me an email. Just find a way to get in touch with me and come say hi, because I really am just going to be just, I feel reborn and really excited to do business my way and to bring you guys along for the ride in what that actually looks like. I love you, and I'll see you soon.